this last week been like for you since you got drafted?
Man, it's been pretty incredible. Honestly, didn't expect to get drafted, you know, coming from a small school. So, you know, it was a blessing, and I, you know, all glory goes to God.
It's kind of early. Obviously, I guess you guys are still sort of getting your hands on the playbook, but what's your initial take on how you're going to fit in?
You know, I know Coach Green likes my pass rush, but I'll do anything the coaches want me to do as far as special teams and, you know, fit on the defense. So we'll just figure that out as we go along.
How often did you play standing up at all?
I played a little bit in junior college. My coaches let me stand up or get, you know, put my hand in the dirt. It really had no relation to the plays. I would just kind of do whatever I wanted in junior college. But as far as last year at West Georgia, there was just certain plays where I would stand up if I were to cover a back flaring and stuff like that.
What do you expect the transition to be like moving to outside linebacker?
I'm anxious to see what happens. I've always wanted to stand up more and, you know, be a part of coverage and also incorporate my pass rush with that. So it'll be interesting to figure out, you know, what Coach Green wants with that.
A few people here have said Coach Green was the guy who was really pushing for them to take you here. Did you feel a connection with him during the pre-draft process?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I just feel like me and Coach Green have something, like, in common. You know, he had a high motor, and that, you know, made a lot of success for him, and I think it'll do the same for me, and I think he sees a little bit of himself in me.
What made you think you wouldn't get drafted?
Just coming from a small school and getting that label, I feel like if I played at D1 school, I would have been, you know, in the first, second round. I have no doubt in my mind, actually, about that.
So the Jets got a steal, basically, getting you where they did?
They did, no doubt.
Did Coach Green come down and work you out? Is that where you guys kind of connected, or where was it in the process?
At the combine, we talked for a long time in the train station, and then I think after watching me do my drills and then watching a lot of tape, he liked what he saw, so that's what made him stick out his neck for me a little bit.
You familiar with his career?
Yeah, I am.
I can't remember when he retired, but did you see him, or you just seen him still move up since then?
Actually, my dad played against him, Mitch Donahue. He used to play for the 49ers, Broncos, and Falcons. But, yeah, my dad always talked about Kevin Green, and that's who everyone aspired to be as a pass rusher in a 3-4 hybrid. And so, yeah, that's pretty much how I found out about him.
That was sort of your dad's position, right? Where was he? He was a defensive end?
He was a defensive end in college and a middle linebacker in the NFL. Okay.
So what kind of stories did he tell you about Kevin Green?
Just how relentless his pursuit was to the quarterback and how, you know, he made quarterbacks hurt and they didn't like him on the field.
What was your dad's reaction to, like, the fact that now you're playing for this guy's coach, or maybe that the Jets drafted you?
I mean, he's, like, the happiest I've seen him in a long time. Kevin Green's one of his, you know, favorite players, probably the favorite player. So, I mean, he couldn't be more excited. I couldn't be more excited to see him like that.
I was just going to ask where you considered kind of home growing up. Did you guys move around a lot because of that, or what?
I was born in San Francisco. We moved around a lot to different teams, and then Montana is where I grew up, so I consider Montana my home.
So what does it feel like to be in New York? Had you been here before? Is this eye-opening? What's it like?
It's definitely eye-opening. I've never been here before. I know people that are from here, but they always talk about how crazy, you know, all the buildings are seeing it for the first time. It's like an ocean of buildings. So, I mean, that was pretty it's a little intimidating at first, and then the way people drive around here, it's a little different from home, so.
How is it different?
Well, all the honking is like a second language, I feel like. And it's like saying hello in New Jersey.
For people who haven't seen you, why do you feel like your pass rushing skills will translate?
I think I just have a lot more speed off the edge, and people underestimate my strength. That's all I can say about that.
And Dylan, just kind of circling back to what you're saying, what gives you the confidence that you, if you had gone to a larger school, would have been a first or second round pick?
Just about everyone I've talked to, you know, is like, just because you have that small school label doesn't mean that you wouldn't have had success and you wouldn't have been a first-round pick if you went to a D1 school.
And coming out of high school, did you just not get those offers? Did you develop more in college?
I had a lot of teams that wanted to talk to me, but my grades suffered in high school, so my only option out of there was an AIA.
You definitely come a long way, you know, having your dad being a little bit older than some of the other rookies.
Mm-hmm.
How amazing is this opportunity, and what can you bring to this defense?
I bring hard work. You know, the route I had to take caused me to never give up. I could have given up at any point, just like the rest of my friends that and my teammates that, you know, gave up at some point along the road. I just decided to keep going. And I think that's what I can bring to people on this team is, you know, we can't get up no matter what the circumstances are, no matter, you know, what adversity hits us.
Does that feel like a good fit with a team that, you know, has struggled the last few seasons?
Yeah, I think it does. I think this team is more team-oriented and family-oriented, so I feel like I fit in pretty well with that.
There was a video, I think, that you had retweeted from your high school days that was just hitting quite a few people on special teams. Do you still play with that mentality when you're on specials?
Yeah, I do. You're talking about the highlight?
Yeah,
the high school. Yeah. I don't play, you know, with my head as much. I don't try to just go for the big hit like I used to in high school, but I still bring the heat and I still try to be as physical as I can. I definitely still run like that too.
Did you play a lot of special teams in West Georgia?
I got hurt my first year at West Georgia playing special teams, so they kind of took me out just so I could, you know, stay at DN. But my senior year, I begged the coaches to let me get back into it because that's, like, one of my favorite parts of the game.
Oh, right. So I was going to ask, I mean, the special teams here really struggled. How much do you think you could contribute immediately, regardless of what your role might be on the defense?
I can contribute a lot because I'm one of those guys that's never going to stop. I mean, I'm always going 100%. So, I mean, when people see that, you know, when I'm passing them up and they know that they're faster than me, then, you know, something might click in their head and I might bring the tempo up a little bit on special teams.
Is that why you love it? You said you love special teams. You kind of fought to get back on there. Is that why?
Yeah, it's just because I love just going out there and giving 100% effort. That's just what I do.